Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. Got a good one for you today because we have a ton of long-running established businesses that are going down. And we're going to start at Forever 21, South Coast Plaza, and show you what a going out of business sale looks like and how you're going to see this happen over and over again. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. But Forever 21 has been in and out of bankruptcy. And my daughter called and said, "You got to go over there because you got to see this place because it is just picked through and pilfered through and a complete mess." What's funny is when you see these going out of business sales, these are printed by one company that does this over and over again. Now, here's the thing, guys. When they do this, you can buy all this stuff and buy all the fixtures and everything like that. Right now, it's 40 to 60% off. This is lovely. You can't even use the escalator right now. So let's take a look. I'm really depressed this morning because I just got news that Hooters is bankrupt too. Oh my God. What are we going to do? Get that deep fried nonsense, okay, with all those, doctors and all the lawyers that work there, early doctors and lawyers that don't work. Anyways, look at this place, guys. So 40 to 60% off on everything. Wow. Now, here's the thing. JCPenney's just issued a warning. How about this one? Do not buy anything online from us. Somebody's trying to steal something. Hurry, run. Run. God, take the hint. Anyways, JCPenney's issues this warning. This is fantastic. Do not buy anything online. Come to the store if you want to purchase it. Because, yes, we may be closing on the 15th of April, but we may close sooner. Hello. That's enough to scare you. Again, I always wonder, you sit there and you go, oh, my God, I got to race over there and get this stuff. JCPenney's is closing a bunch of stores, which I had a guy that worked there that was furious with me a year ago when I started talking about them. Now, what else? Macy's going to close 150 stores. Not terrible. All these long-running established retailers and business people that are going out of business. Healthcare industry suffering big time. You've got insurance suffering big time. Insurance agencies, things like that. The Hooters thing is kind of interesting because what they did with Hooters was they agreed to sell 100 locations to their largest franchisees. And the franchisees said, we can run this place better than you guys can. So sell it to us. If you sell it to us, we'll be able to take over the company. So they threw the place into bankruptcy and then sold it to those people. Pretty fascinating. If there's anything else over here worth looking at. Look, I found a jacket. Best $30 I've ever spent. Listen, one thing that we keep hearing about are all these potential bankruptcies. And I've had multiple people send me this, but I cannot verify the story other than one source. And it looks like, hey, that looks like they're going out of business. And that is Domino's Pizza here in California. Domino's Pizza may file for bankruptcy, but the point of this is that if you have pizza doing bad right now, you've got a problem. It's one thing when you have a retailer like this going out of business and nobody's here to take advantage of this free stuff, but again, guys, Forever 21, the Arcadia store that my daughter told me to go to is huge, but this place still has a lot of merchandise left. 60% off is nuts, guys. It's stupid. Okay. So what's going to happen next? What is going to happen next? When you hear that collision companies are not repairing cars anymore, okay, that's bad. State Farm wants to jack up rates 41%. They keep getting 20% increases, 15% increases, 22%. They want to go up another 41% in California so they can survive the marketplace. What does that mean? Survive the marketplace. Well, I have State Farm. Thank God you don't have a claim right now, Dan, because I don't want to deal with this right now. I don't want to deal with the lack of payment and lack of them taking care of things, because everybody that I've talked to, everybody that sent me stuff about insurance companies right now, it is a mess. People are getting their policies canceled at a record pace. People are experiencing the fact that people are just cutting back. What can I do without? Well, I don't really need car insurance. You do. You have to. You don't do that. You know, it's funny. I did a video that I thought was going to be really big where I talked about how 20% of the people are driving around right now without auto insurance. The video flopped because, I don't care. It's me, Dan. You're talking about me. So let me go pay for this lovely jacket, okay? I want to remind everybody that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and it is everything we can't talk about other places. It's completely uncensored, unfiltered. Check it out. Go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for that. But again, talking to the employees, there's still a lot of merchandise. They're not bringing anything new in. So when you go to these places, what you see is what you get, and that's it. They say April 15th is going to be the last day to turn in, you know, gift cards. They think that they may make it through the end of the month. And, what are you going to do? The one thing that's fascinating with this is that these guys are like, hey, I'll take all the hours I can, I bet. Germany just did a study about the, 4-day work week. And basically did almost a year study on this. I'm outside of a place called South Coast Plaza right now. I normally bring you guys here right at Christmas time because we walk over this cool bridge and go see the big massive tree. But we'll just start heading over there, show you the park by the South Coast Plaza Hotel. Again, near the airport, guys, great place to stay. Germany did this study about the 4-day work week. And the thing about this, if you're an employer, the thing that sucks about this is that you are letting people work 32 hours a week. That's the thinking. Well, you're thinking 4-10s, right? Well, no, that would involve overtime. So a lot of people have signed up for this where nurses love 4-10s, where you do a 10-hour shift, then you go home. 4 days like that, 40 hours a week. Well, Germany, South Africa, England, the UK did this to where they don't want to give you, 40 hours a week. They just want you to work 32 hours a week. And a lot of the employers are saying, this is great because everybody's so happy. The only problem with this is, what day do you give somebody off? Does everybody get Friday off? No. A lot of these are rotating. Now, I got to be honest with you. I would rather have a Friday off than a Tuesday. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do sitting around on Tuesday? Everybody's working but me. That's the problem with stuff like this. So let me go back and show you the mall behind me. Anyways, it's kind of fascinating, but again, what can we do to work less? All these studies that I keep getting sent to me about how the millennials and the Gen Zs, and I'm tired of labeling people in their 20s that don't want to go back and work full time. That's that. The kid that just rang me up for my jacket, I did buy it. It's just, I'll take all the hours I can. All the hours again. Is it getting crazy? Yeah, it gets crazy on the weekends and at nights. The place gets full. The place has got a lot of merchandise still. But do not buy anything online from these places right now. They are warning people left and right about this. JCPenney's, think about that. What if JCPenney's closes down? What if these guys, your gift card, use your gift card right away. A guy I went to high school that, and my kid, played baseball with his son, Brad. His dad, for Christmas 3 years ago, bought Lone Star Steakhouse gift cards for everybody and spent $500 on gift cards. The manager, I've told you this, will be burning in hell for this one, because he literally, at closing time, came in, bought the gift cards. The place was shuttered the next morning. The manager took $500 from this guy, knowing that they were going to go out of business the next day. Can't use the gift cards. There's no other Lone Star Steakhouse. Can't use them anyplace. Tell me that that's not terrible, because it is terrible, guys. Let me know what you think about that. Just a quick video this morning. One thing that blows me away is the theft of what people will steal for copper and things like that. The city of Tustin, I filmed this at the end of 2023. Two iconic buildings in the city of Tustin are the blimp hangars. One of them was damaged and burnt down to the ground. Only problem was it was lined with asbestos and all this toxic stuff. I dated this beautiful nurse who had a reign of terror happen to her, where her house got, you know, flooded with debris that came down that was asbestos. When she sent me a picture, which I will show you guys, I said, you need to call the cops. They showed up with the hazmat outfits to her house within an hour or so and started cleaning up. Is that terrible? Well, now they think that fire was started because of copper theft, people trying to steal copper wire the day before. Isn't that nice? You find this out, you know, basically almost 2 years after this happened, so a year and a half. Anyways, not terrible. City of Los Angeles. I'm telling you guys, why would you want to be a landlord anymore? Who would want that? Landlords now have to provide a refrigerator. You can say, oh, that's no big deal. Refrigerators are a couple $100 and you can put a refrigerator. No, it's something to break, guys. Bring your own flipping refrigerator to my rental unit. So now you have to have a refrigerator working. You know what? My food didn't get cold. I'm not going to pay my rent. It smells funny. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. It makes it so that it's just more and more difficult to be a landlord. Now, I'm telling you, every time I tell one of these stories, I get the horror stories sent to me about how landlords are Satan and they make too much money and all they do is go to the bank and they're just a bunch of fat cats who need to be put in their place. Fine. Final story sent to me by Dr. Marvin, which is great, and that, talking about retail to start this video off, was good old Kohl's and Macy's. How can they be relevant in today's marketplace? They can't. Nothing is working, guys. People are not buying money on anything right now. As the tariff festival starts, we have to understand that what is relevant right now? The necessities. And you need to get a deal on the necessities. You don't need to go shopping at Forever 21. You don't need to go and eat at Claim Jumper, for that matter. Okay? As much as I enjoy it, but everything is so expensive and so out of whack, and then Macy's and Kohl's are trying to figure out how to become relevant. They can't. They can't. They're irrelevant right now. That's the problem that you have right now. So don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Hey, don't forget, we have an email list that you should sign up for, and the link is below on that. We sent out a bunch of cool stuff. We sent out 3 last month. It was awesome. My email address is hello@iallegedly. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. When you see these places that go out of business, go in there right away. Go take advantage of it. Okay? Because it's just pick through. This place really wasn't that bad. I got to give them credit because there's a lot of merchandise. And it's a popular store. And the employees were very nice. And I'm sorry that they're going to lose their jobs. But they're all young and they'll find other jobs doing something else. So onward and upward, guys. I'll see you soon. You know, have tariffs ruined your life? Let us all know, guys. Let us know.